The vote approved a special use permit for Dominion Power, allowing it to build and maintain a station on 68 acres in Buckingham that would compress natural gas as it flows through the proposed pipeline from the fracking fields of West Virginia to utility customers in North Carolina. The vote came on the heels of a lengthy four-hour public hearing. More than 150 people packed into Thursday's meeting, with 95 of them signing up to speak. The majority were opposed to the compressor station and the pipeline, citing health and environmental concerns. Ella Rose moved to Buckingham from Nelson County 5 years ago. Her home is the closest to the proposed compressor station.
Our lives should not be sacrificed. Our lives count, and I'm depending on you to make a decision that favors life and not financial interests, most especially Dominion financial interests. Thank you.
The compressor station is expected to bring the county nearly $9 million in tax revenue over the first 8 years. 36-year-old Jared Turner from New Canton helps build power stations in the state and said natural gas is the way of the future.
Furthermore, when a corporate giant like Dominion or any other corporate giant sets out to do something, they're going to make it happen one way or the other. Why not let Buckingham reap the financial benefits instead of passing it on to another county?
Federal approval of the pipeline is still pending. For WMRA News, I'm Jordy Yeager.